This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. All you need of some auto repair work? Well, surprisingly, someone may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, David Randolph, with Modern Repair Auto. David, how are you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
I am well. We're excited to learn all about you and your business, David. Tell us about your company.
So we're located in Fort Pierce, and we specialize in light-duty diesel pickup trucks, Dodge, Chevy, and Ford.
Okay. Why those cars in particular?
There's a need. They have some issues. They break. And we also do transmission repair. We're also starting to expand to doing not just those models, but other vehicles for transmission.
So how did you get into this business?
I always had a love of vehicles. When I was 17, I remember working on my stuff in the garage and breaking it, not being able to fix it. My dad being mad at me, and I just kept at it. And I always enjoyed being able to fix something and see what it was after it was broken and then fixed.
What are some of the myths and misconceptions of the auto repair industry?
I think some of it is when something comes in with a problem that it's easy to determine. Especially now with diesel trucks, you could mistakenly put a part on the car and it's $1,000 and it doesn't fix it. So I think people think that if you put a scan tool on it, you plug it in, it tells you what it is, and that's all it is. And that's cut and dry, and it's not. There's a lot of things that need to be checked and diagnosed, and there's a lot involved in it, and there's many things that can have an issue, and it's not just a part. It could be a wiring issue, something intermittent.
Growing up, my father owned a shop in New York for many, many years, and I mm-hmm. grew up pulling screws or whatever it may be. But what was funny is that my father did the body work, the repair. Mm-hmm. And that was his specialty. And every time you brought somebody into the mechanic, they end up wanting to do body work.
Yeah.
So tell me, when you're not busy running your business, David, what do you like to do for fun?
We have some projects here, some hobbies, like my own vehicles that sit and collect dust that never get worked on. So I try and work on those when I can. So the business is kind of the hobby still. And also I have a camp that we spend some time with my family. I have a 15-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter and my wife. We go out there and just get away from it, hang out in the woods. I enjoy that. That kind of the fast pace kind of goes away. So that's a little enjoyment as well.
Okay, let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about a hardship, one struggle, something that you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
In July will be our third year here. Well, I had two other locations when I was in Port St. Lucie. I was in a small 800 square foot facility. Now I was in a 1400 and now a 3000. Well, when I moved here, we were waiting to get all my licenses and the city to say that we could do business, and dumped a bunch of money just to open it and have my my first last security and everything. And then my dad had passed away. We hadn't even opened yet. So I ended up shutting down for pretty much a month, moving my mom and trying to kind of deal with all that stuff. I was so busy trying to take care of her and move her out of my dad's house and kind of get their life in order and move them to Port St. Lucie that I didn't have time to really kind of comprehend what was going on. But it was good. It made me stronger, kind of made me realize that, you know, you have to just, you know, push through things and get through. And it definitely made me stronger, definitely prepared me for things in the future that have come up in the business.
It's tough. I lost my father. I was referring to too a few years ago. So it's tough, mm-hmm. but we gotta keep pushing on. And you know what I mean. And if you're someone of faith, you gotta lean on your faith.
100%.
David, what is the one thing that you want our listeners here to remember about modern repair auto?
That anytime you bring your truck, your car, whatever it is, that we're going to try our very best to try and fix it. Be completely honest with you about your problem. I'll explain everything to you. And that our goal is to do the very best job we can. And I always, in my mind, have the mentality that I can fix whatever comes in the door. Sometimes it may not be the most profitable or the best for me, and sometimes I should cut and run, but we always decide that we're going to fix it, and we're always going to try our best to get you on the road, and that we're going to be the best and honest and get your vehicle running again.
I know I have a lot of listeners here. I think most of them own a car. And there's something that they got to get fixed, and they want to know how can they reach Modern Repair Auto.
So it's Modern Diesel. We just changed the name, Modern Diesel and Transmission. You can reach us on moderndieselrepair.com is our web address. We have an online store there as well. People can also order parts. And then our Facebook page is Modern Diesel. You can look us up there, and we're also on Instagram. And I'm trying to be way more active on there than I have been. It's just been very busy in the shop lately, and we've been very busy. But we're active on there. You can go on our website and actually request an appointment, and we can actually put you on the schedule right from our website.
Okay. For those who just like to press the numbers on the phone, is there a number you like to share?
Yes, 772-281-8600. 9 out of 10 times I'll be answering that. That's the main business number.
Well, David, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.